and an ancient trade is still practiced in the Turkish city of Trabzon, at least for now. A grain generation of coppersmiths is hammering out pots and trays and wondering, like so many other artisans, if they are the last of their kind. NPR's Peter Kenyon visited the copper market and sent this report.
Like many of the stops on one of the world's great trade routes, the Silk Road, Trabzon used to be a lot more important than it is today. But its old city still rings with some of the sounds that could have been heard when Greeks and Romans walked these streets more than 1,000 years ago. The patient rhythmic tapping of hammer on metal permeates this alley of coppersmiths. Shelves are filled with gleaming pots, bowls, and pitchers, while in a corner of each shop, a single worker, usually an older man, toils away on his latest creation, never quite identical to the ones that preceded it. 70-year-old Mahmut Efeoğlu says the copper cooking pots are gorgeous and conduct heat superbly.
Bakır yumuşak bir madendir.
It's a soft metal to work with. You can tap it into a variety of shapes. It's the best for cooking. I started learning from my father when I was 7. Right now I'm going to open this piece up a bit so it fits on top of that other one.
But old-style copper pots are harder to maintain, and with sales down, Efeoğlu has turned to crafting decorative copper minarets, suitable for mosque or observant Muslim home. His long-handled tin snips cleave through the soft metal globe until it fits snugly over its base.
Coppersmithing has been around a long time. I have 2 sons, they're not here. They have their own business, a transport company. But they know how to smith, and I hope they'll be here when I'm gone.
You can make cowbells from copper as well to keep track of your herd in the morning fog. But coppersmiths in a number of countries face a common threat, an influx of cheap, mass-produced, non-stick cookware that doesn't have to be looked after as carefully as copper. In a closet-sized shop, Muzaffer Golay heats the inside of a copper pan over a propane burner. He grabs a pinch of white powder, ammonium chloride, and rubs it around the pan. He's repairing the thin coating of tin that lines the cooking surface of the pot. That keeps the copper from reacting with acidic foods like tomatoes. He says it only takes 2 minutes, but it is extra work you don't need with modern pans. There used to be several other tinners on this street, but now their numbers are dwindling. Golay says we're fading away into memory, like the stone mills for hand-grinding flour and the other old ways. Fading, perhaps, but not gone yet. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Trabzon, Turkey.